Yes, but I am enlightened and unafraid. On the world where I was born, there was a place that only the mightiest of warriors were allowed to go. A place revered even by the elders of my tribe, the Sevatim. They gave it a name, the Trofarun. My mother told me stories about it when I was a child. She described it to me, a cavern in the very depths of the forest, where the ancient founders of the Sevatim had buried the remains of our first and most noble warrior. After every battle, lost or won, our forefathers had taken a symbol of the battle to the cave, an enemy skull, a weapon, a severed limb. And now the Trofarun was so glutted with spirits of the dead that the forest itself rang with their howling. Long before I was cast out of the Sevatim for blasphemy, I went there. I wanted to see the spirits of my ancestors, to hear their screams. I wanted to talk to them, to understand why they had taken my mother from me, when she had served Zoannon all her life and never spoken ill of anyone, alive or dead. But I heard nothing, and saw only a cave full of dirt and old bones, and a metal sign, like one of Neva's holy relics. On it were words, just shapes to me then, but I remembered them. Years later, the doctor decided to teach me to write, and I showed him the words. "Trophy room," he told me. "What is that?" I asked. He circled the wooden desk at the centre of the room thoughtfully, flicking switches. Eventually, he stopped and smiled at me. "Somewhere to keep cups," he said. "Cups? Cricket cups, swimming cups, certificates, statues, that kind of thing. I've got one somewhere." "Do you have many cups, Doctor?" I asked. "Oh, hundreds," he smiled. "Remind me to show you one day. But first, we're going to dinner. It's about time I taught you some table manners." The doctor had set me free from the ignorance and superstitions of the Sevatim. I did not know it then, but from what I have learned of him since, I believe he saw in me a kindred spirit. He too had rejected the rigid beliefs of his people. He too had dreamed of stepping onto other worlds, breathing strange new air, and seeing the